Alright. WineCellarMedia.com.
Okay, you guys. Relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine. Don't worry.
Politics is weird.
You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand over here.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this. All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar. Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real. This show is fucked up.
I'll give you until I finish my cuppa. And I'm fucking thirsty.
When Jesus was,
my Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
wash my sins away.
Politics is weird.
It's Moral Monday. Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real. This show is fucked up. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Horrible.
Right,
horrible. They look horrible.
Go.
Okay, I'm going. All right. So first of all, I guess we have to say R.I.P. to Stan Lee, who I just found out 5 minutes ago passed away this morning. He's the guy who made like all the comic books. So R.I.P. to Stan Lee. He had a cameo in Deadpool, if you remember, William. Not that you care, because you hated Deadpool, because you're an asshole.
That's not a very good film. Microphones on.
It was
microphones
too
on.
A good film. The fuck? Yes, it was. You just don't know.
I wasn't very amused.
Whatever. It was a good movie. I liked it. And that's all that matters. yes.
All right. heads that the podcast listeners got more audio than what went to Facebook Live and the YouTube video. I just, I heard something on the weekend and I was like, fuck, man, I feel like playing that on the podcast. So I fucking did. All right, so there's that.
Whatever.
Gang of shit. Well, like, it could be a whole episode of headlines.
It honestly almost could be.
Kind of would have jumped right to the shit, because there's one. There's one, right?
What one do you want?
The, dooba 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 doo, skibba jibba doo.
Yeah, that's the thing. What I did wasn't really, like, typically I do for the day, like, Tuesday news thread, you know. This was just the weekend dump, so there's 3 days of adding shit to this thread. It's kind of long.
Yeah, I think there's, I added to it on, like, this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, right here off of CNN.
Okay.
Because this was what prompted me to make a post in the Facebooz where, like, some white kids started arguing with each other. I think they're white. Nobody has their fucking picture on their damn Facebooz. People have cartoons and shit. And, and this is on the CNN, and it's by John Blake, who is a light-skinned, apparently, from the look of him, he looks class-privileged as fuck, black man, with a whole bunch of, you know, educational credentials and whatnot. And on the CNN, they put, this is the headline, and, you know, the writer doesn't do the headline, that's the editor. I think a lot of folks probably know that. The editor does the headline, but the headline does fit the content, and it is analysis. The question now facing Democrats: how to wake up the too woke to vote crowd. Yeah. And this went up November 9th. All right, right now it's November 12th, 2018. There was no morning wine cellar, only this evening wine cellar. Excuse me, because I had to go to work a little extra early. So I was working with that little lazy-ass boy. All right, now, this article, if you will, or it says analysis. So this analysis by John Blake begins: if you talk politics in the black community, you've probably run across this character, the too woke to vote non-voter. You're tweeting.
Oh, I'm actually scrolling the news.
Oh, what up?
Oh, I'm looking at my newsfeed. Yes, continue.
Oh. No, I wanted to see what you thought about the first words.
I'm already irritated by it because it's doing this whole, that, like, this is an act, or, like, oh, they just don't know. They need to be educated, because one cannot possibly be an informed non-voter in this country. Like, fuck you.
And remember, their headline is, wake up the too woke to vote. So it says, they follow elections, they hate racism, they talk all day about the man oppressing their people. I follow who I think he might be talking about. Tariq Nasheed, Jason Black. Recently, I've been following the comedy guy Ken Steele. I never hear them say the man, ever.
That's the thing. I don't know, because I'm guessing this person isn't that deep in leftist black circles. So I don't know if they mean, like, the Tariq type of crowd, or, you know, that adjacent crowd, or if they mean, like, actual, like, people who fucking identify as, like, black socialists and black communists and black anarchists. Like, I literally don't, because they have very, you know, like, black socialists and Tariq have very opposing views on a lot of things, so I don't actually know which, like, type of group he's talking about.
You know,
or whoever this author is.
I'd bet the Crown Royal bag full of laundry quarters that the black left votes. That's the thing, all those Tariq niggas, they're conservative, which is another thought that I have moving forward with this. John Blake continues. He says, they're just too hip to vote.
Whose grandparent wrote this article? The man? They're too hip?
Yeah, you want to pull up his picture on your deal?
Yeah, what's the name?
Put John Blake CNN, you'll find him. So they're just too hip to vote because they think America is too irredeemably racist for voting to make a difference. You see, now that's where that shit crosses up with me. But I'm not too hip to vote.
Oh, dear God.
I was just down there at the ballot. Yeah, let's go ahead and put his face up on there so folks can see. This is the...
Yeah, did you see his face?
That's Blakey. That's John Blake. You know, you don't like this guy?
No.
You don't like this guy?
Although his hairline explains his vocabulary.
Okay. But again, yeah, I think McMurica is irredeemably racist. That shit's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is why I strongly prefer an economic populist over an identity politics candidate. Strongly prefer.
Yeah.
Like, call me nigger and give me my money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With the identity politics character, I'm just going to get called nigger and get a smaller check. If not just the same damn check. Dancing it forward, John Blake continues, they are gripped by what one writer calls the highest level of woke-osity. And this part where it says what one writer calls is a hyperlink that goes to no other than theroot.com.
Oh, God.
And punk-ass Michael Harriet.
But now it's like... But you were talking about black leftists, but you might have met Tariq, and now you're on The Root, because we all know how fucking black anarchists of America fucking read The Root. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah, and Michael Harriet is, he's one of those whack niggas. I don't know, is he the one that did the white people of black people?
Yeah, he's always doing some corny shit like that.
Click baiting ass. So yeah, but all right, so John Blake continues. Oh shit, who is in the chat room clowning? Bernard is in the chat room clowning. Say he looks like Kareem Akbar from New Jack City. Mr. Sir, how dare. My New Jack City's still in the plastic. I still haven't opened it.
Yeah.
dancing it forward. After Tuesday's midterms, when one black candidate for governor narrowly lost in Florida and another trailed in Georgia, in a Georgia race still too close to call, I wonder what those too woke to vote were telling their voting friends and families now. It's not a trivial question. How those conversations go could affect what happens in the 2020 presidential election. If Democrats hope to take back the White House in 2 years, they will have to do better than mobilize people who don't normally vote in the midterms. Florida and maybe Georgia shows that won't be enough. They will have to mobilize people who don't normally vote at all, and that means waking up the too woke to vote crowd.
But we're not too woke to vote. That's the thing, the people who are, and that's the annoying thing is brushing, the people who, not the Tariq crowd, but the actual, like, the far leftists, like, fucking self-identified fucking communists and anarchists who don't vote, it's not because they're quote-unquote too woke or because of the man, which is, you're talking about what they believe in a patronizing way. You're not going to wake somebody up to get them to align with you to go to the voting booth by fucking condescending to them. You should actually ask them what would motivate them to vote instead of just being like, oh, you're too woke for this? Fuck.
Yeah, the word has become a slur. I know, I pose it as a question. I think it just damn is.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that don't want to vote, you might not want to motivate them to vote because they are homophobic. Mm-hmm. They are pro pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. They are pro capitalism. They are transphobic. Mm-hmm. They are pro patriarchy. They think there's a woman's place and a man's place. You think they're going to vote for your fucking Democrat? If you motivate them to vote,
right?
Like, you might just be picking up GOP votes. Like, the only thing that keeps them niggas from voting GOP is that they're still running the Southern strategy. The Republican that comes out wise enough to drop that goofy bullshit got a whole bunch of black votes coming their way.
Yeah.
Ah. Continuing with John Blake. Or Kareem Akbar. I might just want to go with that. So, Kareem continues not being his brother's keeper. And said there was a lot of hope riding on the candidacies of Andrew Gillum and Stacey Abrams. It was false hope. It was tacky, sad hope. I was a Florida resident for 12 years. You're not going to get a fucking Dem. I guess they're doing the recount now.
Yeah, because it's like 0.5% or something.
Something like
difference
that.
Difference between the two. But I mean, it's also like, that's the thing, though, is even if there were enough Dem votes, you still have to get around all, like, the fucking bullshit that the GOP does as far as, like, losing votes, fucking disqualifying people, saying the signature doesn't match, like, oh, oops, we lost a box of votes, don't know what happened, you know, like, all that fucking bullshit, you know?
And then what's Gillum gonna do once he gets in? Let's look at California. They're letting the fucking walnut farmers and shit use up all the damn water, and Skid Row and shit still exists.
Yeah.
Wicked homelessness in San Francisco. What up?
That was actually something I was curious about. I asked a couple times, but nobody answered me because reasons. But that was like one of the things about like Obama, right? We're like, Obama got in, and people criticize Obama. Like, he didn't really do enough for marginalized folks. And, you know, the Obamacrats, you know, his supporters were like, well, but, you know, the House was against him, and, you know, Congress was, and the GOP was obstructing. And it's like, so is it going to be the same shit if Gillum gets in when he doesn't do things? Is it going to be, again, because the GOP was obstructing? In which case, what's the point of having a Democratic governor if they can't govern democratically?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R. For keeping it real.
I mean, is this just like a big, like, long-term harm reduction thing? Like, he'll just not put sign anything into law that the GOP gives him? I don't know. I don't know what the fucking plan is, and it doesn't seem like anyone else does either.
He will, because them niggas love reaching across the aisle. They are about that bipartisaning.
Nancy Pelosi just come out and say that shit, too.
Again. That's her fucking thing. Like, just run as a Republican, you fuck. Doobadoop, skip, bop, flibbity-doo. John Blake continues. Let's move it down a little bit. Both Gillum and Abrams attracted the support of former President Barack Obama, and black celebrities both had to contend with opponents who employed tactics that seemed, at least to some, straight out of the Jim Crow playbook. Or just normal.
Right.
That was me. Including racist rhetoric and the use of a term that once seemed relegated to the history books. Complaints of outside agitators. No, that's not to the history books.
Nigga, they said that shit about Ferguson. They said that shit about Occupy. They said that shit about Black Lives Matter marches across the country. The fuck you mean relegated to history books? Nigga, how the fuck long ago was Ferguson?
Don't you want to sell out? Don't you want to sell out and make goofy bullshit like this?
Right, and that's the thing. We don't have to be Republicans. We can just do this bullshit. Just be partisan.
Yeah.
Sell out.
Oh, man. We can be blue no matter who.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Phil. I guess it's easy to know who you're voting for if it's always blue, right?
Yeah, they're the good one.
The good ones.
Yeah, not the pug. All right, dancing it forward. But Abrams and Gillum supporters hoped they could overcome those obstacles by turning out voters who don't normally vote in midterm elections. It wasn't enough in Florida, and it may not have been enough in Georgia, in part because Republicans did the same, and perhaps even better. President Trump matched the enthusiasm of progressive voters in those states by mobilizing his white rural base with promises to protect them from, as Peter Beinhart wrote it in The Atlantic, Latino murderers and women who destroy men's lives by alleging sexual assault. Actually, by going there and telling them, fuck NAFTA, I'll get you some jobs. That's actually what he did, which is what Barry did, which is why Barry got that vote, which is what Bernie did, which is why Bernie got that vote in the primary, and Hillary lost that vote in the primary. facts are inconvene.
Facts have a liberal bias.
Now they have a progressive bias. They used to have a liberal bias.
Well, the neoliberals sold it out to the progressives.
Yeah. And you can find out where they planned on doing that in her emails. The snark. The fucking snark. All right. Dancing it forward a wee bit more. Another quote from Beinhart in this article. The harsh truth is this. Racism often works. Cross-racial coalitions for economic justice are the exception in America, in American history. Mobilizing white people to protect their racial dominance is the norm. The lesson of 2018 is that McMurrican politics is not reverting to normal in many ways. Trumpism is normal. End quote. Get the fuck out of here. What up?
So if racism is the norm and racism is what wins elections, is this just justification for the Democrats to continue their fucking lukewarm, like, ambivalent racist shit that they do?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But also, they're calling it Trumpism. Nah, Trump did...
We didn't have racism until Trump happened.
Yes.
Racism didn't exist.
He did on the campaign trail what Alex Jones does on his show. He sang all their songs better than anyone that they heard sing them before. Because let's not forget, like, we act like a couple of weeks before he came down that escalator didn't happen, especially with when he first proposed the Muslim ban. Remember the shit happened in France, mm-hmm. where they, was that France where they shot up the concert, and everybody was like,
"I thought that was the UK."
Oh no, France! That was that Charlie Hebdo shit.
Yeah,
yeah. My freedom of speech. Okay, yeah, that was in the UK where they shot up that concert
that
show.
Was the Ariana Grande show, right?
Man, I wouldn't know.
I think it was Ariana Grande. Grande.
And a whole bunch of Republican state governors were like, we need to ban Muslims. We need to ban these refugees. Ban these Muslims. Mm-hmm. Trump just said what all the governors were saying. Mm-hmm. He basically played Clintonian politics. He did that Clinton shit. He put his finger in the wind and said, it's blowing that way. I'm going that way. Mm-hmm. Jesus balls. Don't remember that shit.
No.
Oh,
well, that's the thing. It's not that they don't remember, it's that they don't know, because nobody ever researches what's happening outside their echo chamber. It's like, Rachel Maddow is going to cover everything I need to know. I can't read something in the New York Times. They're mad at the New York Times right now. Maybe something in the Washington Post, and, you know, maybe another, like, you know, neoliberal outlet. I'll read an article, and I'll see some Facebook things, and I'll see what's trending on Twitter. And, like, that's all I need to know about. I don't actually have to look and research what the other side is doing. Oppo research is for losers.
No, you know the cold game is, that was in their echo chambers. They just forgot.
It wasn't in their echo chambers.
What, that news of the governors?
That was not in their echo chambers.
Well, how did I find it?
Because you're not in their echo chambers.
Ah, oh, damn it. Fine. Fine.
Facts are inconvenient.
Facts are fucking inconvenient. They fuck up my segments. I'm thinking I'm making good points.
No, it was a good point. You're saying they don't know. That's the thing. If you never go outside the echo chamber, then you don't know. Because that was in leftist echo chambers in circles that they were talking about that. Not in, like, that neoliberal vote blue no matter who shit. No.
Huh. Yeah, they were all changing their Facebook profile pictures with the new overlay of whatever the fuck. All right, well, dance it forward. John Blake continues a wee bitty bit more. He says, one of my best friends in Atlanta is, quote, too woke to vote, end quote. He studies black history, loves the Black Panthers, talks constantly about racism, but he won't vote. Just 2 weeks ago, we had an impassioned argument about the importance of voting. I told him I didn't care who he voted for, just vote.
Well, that's stupid.
So you don't care if he votes red down the ticket?
That's stupid.
I actually want to know if this cousin exists and if this story actually happened as well.
I can't believe it happened, because I can't believe somebody who is that hardcore of a Democrat talking about we need to get the too woke to vote is like, I don't care if you vote Republican, just vote. Really? That's what the fuck y'all niggas said?
Yeah, cut the shit. He says the discussion that he claims happened got so heated that he stepped away from me as I raised my voice. I can't see Kareem raising his voice. We changed the subject to safer ground. Watch out, he's going to get real progressive and liberal on you. Safer ground, sports and women. All right, there you go.
Females, bro, females.
Yep, female. Let's talk about some females, cuz. John Blake continues. It made me think about what writer and poet Michael Harriet said in a 2017 essay in The Root. Jesus Christ. So he links to Michael Harriet in The Root twice in this analysis. And wait, he linked to the same one twice.
God damn it.
Holy shit. God damn, John. All right. Continuing with John Blake. And this is a quote from that he's quoting Michael Harriet. You can't have an intelligent conversation with someone with a PhD in wokeology, because when losing an argument, they can always counter actual facts with, "Who told you that? The white man?" End quote.
Who says that?
He said someone says that.
The white man said that?
Yep. Yeah, well, they have PhDs in wokeology.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever the fuck that is.
And I mean, I get what he's trying to go for, but nobody literally says the white man told you that.
No, they say the man, was stated earlier in this analysis. He continues, still, Tuesday, I wanted to know what my too woke to vote friend thought. What would he make of an election where the President of the United States aired an ad that was so racist that some networks, including Fox, refused to air it? What would he think about the cartoonishly racist robocalls directed against black candidates? What would he think about the Republican who successfully ran against Gillum, in Florida, and warned voters not to monkey this up by electing his black opponent? Most important, did he have any second thoughts about not casting a ballot for Abrams despite the narrow outcome of the race?
Yeah, he probably felt the same way he felt about the rest of racism in America. Oh my God, compared a black person to a monkey? I have literally never heard that before in all my years of life on this planet.
Woo!
What? That's wild. Who does that?
Nobody.
What?
Call a black person a monkey.
Yes.
Not happening. There is no website called Chimp Out.
No, there is not.
Yeah, that's never existed.
No.
Not a thing, all right? There are no photoshops of Michelle Obama with monkey lips on her face.
Nope.
Not a thing. Nope. Never happened.
Or Barack, for that matter.
Or Roseanne calling someone, what they call it? Like a gorilla? Islam gorilla? Some shit like that.
Yeah.
That
never happened.
I guess I'm really not in those echo chambers because I don't give a shit what Roseanne Barr says. I don't watch the show and I don't follow the tweets. I heard her talk on Joe Rogan and I said, I will never listen to this fucking person talk again. back when Joe Rogan's show wasn't pure garbagiano. Continuing, I know you like this analysis, don't you?
Yeah, is he going to get to how to actually convince people to vote, or is he just going to be mad and pissy that they don't vote the way he wants them to?
Well, watch.
Okay.
So he continues and says, he cut right to the chase. He flashed his PhD in wokeology. He told me he figured Abrams' opponent would win because, as Georgia's Secretary of State until Thursday, he oversaw the election. Quote, I don't regret not voting, and I don't plan on voting going forward. I have absolutely no trust or faith in the U.S. political and justice system. End quote.
I mean, that's not exactly unreasonable.
Yes, it is.
Really?
It's too woke.
It's too woke.
And that's bad.
Okay.
And I like how the woke thing became a slur specifically for black people, when that's like a thing. Like, you hear white, I don't want to just say libertarian, but like civil liberties leaning people saying, wake up, sheeple. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go and hear George Carlin saying, and it's the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it, meaning that if you're awake, then you don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a thing across the board. Wake up and smell the coffee seems right to be a phrase that I think is more white.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know. Let's go to archive chat space. Jessica May said, LMAO, they are so damn ignorant. Okay, and we're getting to the end here of John Blake. And he said, if Democrats hope to win in 2020, they must somehow do what Obama did in 2008. Cut through a lifetime of cynicism among those who think the system is rigged and that change is impossible and get them to the polls. Remember, they just think the system is rigged.
Right. It's, the fuck?
It's not that slave owning states have more, electoral votes than non-slave states. It's not that there's super delegates on one side. It's not that there's states that have a low population have the same amount of senators as states with a high population. Mm-hmm. Nothing rigged about that.
No, there's nothing rigged about that at all. What, two per state is enough? Just because one state has like 5 million people and one state has, 25 million people doesn't mean anything.
New York and Montana need to have the same amount of representation.
They do.
All right.
They do, because everybody wants the same thing in both places.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
You see out there in Montana, they're like, man, what the hell? We need more gay clubs out here.
That is what they say in Montana. True story.
Our homosexual community does not feel comfortable. Get them on. Come on. I'll pay for them with my taxes.
That's exactly what they say.
I love paying taxes, especially for my gay buddy over here. John Blake closes out with, and they must somehow do it after two charismatic black candidates in the South failed to win two big elections after both seemed like they had so much going for them. Cut. Yeah. Okay, now that's just some. The word charismatic should not be in that sentence.
Right.
Those were two boring ass college niggas.
I would just point out though that it's he's like saying that, you know, they think change is impossible and blah blah. What he's ignoring is the absolute disappointment in the black community after Obama. Like, yeah, the niggas who loved Obama then, because like, we have a black president, it's pissing white people off. Yeah, them niggas is fine. Niggas who actually pay attention to policy, who are like, so
what that quantitative easing like,
huh?
That's the largest transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich. Who? Bigger than Reagan. I know, right? And don't look that up, right? Though just assume it's not true.
I'm sorry, what happened with militarizing police and Black Lives Matter? Who was president when all
that was George Bush Senior, Walker
George Bush Senior,
yeah,
Herbert,
yeah, Herbert Klansman the Third.
Like shit like that. And it's like, what, I'm sorry, how's the water in Flint though?
What,
huh?
But that was cause of Republican governor.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I haven't seen an update on that story in so long. Because you know what? I don't see updates in the story. I just see video clips of people taking water off trucks.
They just signed a new bill that's like a $500 billion infrastructure plan. And allegedly some of that money is earmarked for Flint.
Hmm.
We'll see what actually happens.
I mean, after the children have already been poisoned and brain damaged.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, like, just guarantee we got a nice little subset of workers here for the future, if they survive.
Basically. But yeah, and see, now notice this whole fucking article, he didn't give a single thing about, here's a concrete argument that they make, or a stance that they have, and here's how we can try to combat that. He didn't say, here's how to initiate a conversation with somebody who's quote-unquote too woke to vote, and see what they vote. He didn't do shit but whine about his friend.
That may or may not exist.
All right, so it's like, so you want to talk about this is what we need, but you're not offering a single insight, helpful tip on how to fucking do this shit. So how bad do you actually want these niggas to vote?
And you know, the funny thing is, with niggas like this, I always look at them a little sideways, because it's like, if the Republicans win, that's good for business for you, because exactly. People want to come click your shit.
And of course, it also gives like a built-in scapegoat of, oh, it's the black people who are too woke to vote, as if that's like the majority, like we're swinging elections, you know, like one, a small group of black people who are already a minority population. So it's like, oh, 0.8% of the black population through the whole election. Like,
yeah, like, you niggas know. Looking at black men in Texas that voted Republican because of Ted Cruz. And I'm like, really? Black men in Texas voted Republican? Shitting me. Again, like I said, you probably don't want them niggas to vote. They're probably conservative, and they're gonna vote conservative.
That's what shit like. Oh, Trump won because black people didn't vote. Okay, but 53% of white women did what?
Don't worry about that.
Right, yeah, okay. Right.
Don't worry about that. That's right. You're erasing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
Right.
See, because you're just calling them 53%, and you're not saying her name. Gretchen.
Okay, Becky.
Amber Lynn. See, quit hating.
Genevieve.
Oh, that's a hideous name.
I know it, Genevieve, too.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, stop doing that to your offspring. Don't name them that.
Jacqueline.
Who's putting up emoticons laughing? I see y'all niggas. All right, we should get to... I mean, I guess we can bang out some headlines. We don't have a lot of story time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much story time do we have?
Shit, 20 minutes.
20 minutes. All right. So what you got, or am I going, or who's going?
Oh, shit, man. Let's just take a little bit of what I have here. Skippy flippy dibba dibba doo. A student threatened to bomb his high school to cleanse it of LGBT kids. Remember something else that Democrats regularly say. You just gotta wait for the old racists and homophobes to die out.
Yes, you do. He's very old.
So, Jonathan Logan Guy Radford. Lot of name. And 18...
Lot of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dainty looking lad. Oddly homophobic, creepy, a little cockeyed. And he has the sort of Jack Nicholson eyebrows on the way. That is Jonathan Logan Guy Radford, an 18-year-old individual, allegedly tweeted that he wanted to cleanse Burns High School in Duncan, South Carolina of LGBTQ people. Quote, "The ultimate cleansing of all anti-straight and non-Christians will happen today at 8:10 at James F. Burns High School." End quote. But now the tweet is no longer avail. He also sent a private message to another student. Quote, "Like I said, I have seen you at Burns, and I also know you and your little group of friends are a part of an LGBT, and I hate the LGBT community. So I plan on bombing and shooting up your school today to cleanse everyone that's not straight or Christian."
Okay.
Not straight. So if you're Christian but still gay, that must be all right.
Huh? I think it's an and or.
Like, go on, come on and nail me to this cross, son. Come on.
Wow. Don't forget your safe word.
It's Easter. That's not funny. These are horrible stories. The police fellers, they say that a school employee reported the tweets to the police after several... So the police said they reported it to us. Who wrote this? The police believed that the person behind the tweets was using a fake name, so they contacted Twitter and got the IP address, which implicated Mr. Radford. The police executed a search warrant at his residence and confiscated his phone. According to the police report, Radford admitted to making the threats. So how was it alleged if he admitted? Stop protecting these fuckers.
I just want to know if they found any other shit, like any bomb-making materials.
Or go in his podcast application and see if he's subscribed to...
InfoWars? Drudge Report?
Something, something.
Another?
Skibby flippy jibby dibby bibby bibby libby dibby 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 do. That little black girl in Texas that was not pledging allegiance to the flag was expelled, and the Texas attorney backs the school. That's how it goes. But I'm pretty sure you can vote that out.
You can vote. You can vote out racism. Just vote blue and the racism will go.
It'll just stop.
Yes.
You know? I mean, it's like how they... Like, it's illegal to kill black people. You know that, right?
Kinda.
That's why no one does it anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
No more black murders.
Basically.
All right.
Yeah.
Skibby flippy jibby baba dooba doo. ICE Detention Center says it's not responsible for staff's sexual abuse of detainees.
Nope, I had that one too.
Yeah, I'm not digging into that one because that's so odd. That's what they do. That's what this great nation was founded upon.
Yeah, the only thing I'll add to that is, like, the little caveat there is they're trying to get, like, a legal loophole by saying because they shouldn't be held to the same standards of protecting inmates as, like, a prison because they're not technically a prison, so they shouldn't have the same protocols in place to prevent children from being raped.
Okay.
So, like, that's the, you know, that's, like, the whole story, basically.
And then here's a quote from a firefighting feller. All right. He likes to go around putting out fires and whatnot. And wait, why the hell did it just disappear?
Don't, I had that one too.
I hate these websites. Mm. Like, it just went the hell away. But his name is Chris Bush. Mm-hmm. And he said, quote, "We should buy deer feeders, fill them with pinto beans, put them up at the border, and make a new hunting season. I wonder how many Texans would buy that hunting license and how many tags we would be allowed." And he's talking about shooting brown folk coming on up here. And he's a Texas firefighting feller, and he got fired from his job for posting that on the Facebook. And the screenshot's already out there. He posted it public, too.
Yeah, which is an interesting move. Well, I guess just that arrogance, right?
Yeah, or just the casual. He's just like, "I'm in Texas, we're racist, what you gonna do?" I mean, you can vote out firefighters.
You can vote out firefighters.
And apparently, this young man calls himself Billy Gibbons, and he is a, and he's a member of the musical group ZZ Top.
Yes.
And, apparently they're known for rocking wicked beards and playing their guitars enthusiastically on the stage.
They do.
And Mr. Billy Gibbons of the ZZ Top, he fired an opening act over wearing a Trump hat. And I'm pretty sure I think I have one of the ZZ Top records. It's called Sharp Dressed Man.
That is ZZ Top.
Yeah, like I have the MP3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a couple good records I like. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they're having a good time out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the look of them, you know, yeah, my first thought would be, oh, yeah, he hides dead black people in his beard. But nah, apparently he doesn't even like Trump. Yeah, so that's going on. So that's your young fellow there, Billy Gibbons.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm ripping through the shit that I had real quick, real fast. That's, oh, yeah, and then UBI, there's a 43-year-old individual that wants to run for president in 2020 and wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. And it says in free cash, because of course that's how CNBC would put it.
Right.
But it's like, I'm pretty sure there might be a tax in place, hopefully on like, oh, I don't know, like Wall Street transactions, shit like that.
That would be nice.
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Let's see what the holy heck darn you have.
I have a microphone that keeps falling down, first of all.
Yeah.
secondly, I have, this is kind of like an update on an update. Abortion providers around the country are on edge after a woman convicted of attempting to murder a doctor who performed abortions was released November 7th. We covered the story about Rochelle Shannon, where she shot George Tiller and tried to kill him.
Hmm.
Yeah, so she's out. I don't know what the fuck could possibly go wrong.
Wait, what state is she in?
I don't think it says what state she lives in. Does it say? I'm just kind of scrolling here to see if it says where she got out from.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know some joint in Texas is having trouble because people keep sending them threats. Mm-hmm. Abortion providing facility.
I don't believe it says what facility she was, what it just says she left prison, but it doesn't say she just left in Kansas. That was where she was. So Kansas,
shit.
I don't know if she's staying there, but that's a thing. So yeah, I don't know.
Right, and Kansas is a state, right?
Yeah.
And Missouri is a state, but Kansas City is in Missouri.
Yes.
I don't look, like I said a few episodes ago, we gotta stop letting white people name stuff. Shit's goofy, man.
Yes. And then apparently Twitter is leaking, location information to Saudi Arabia. Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, man, I don't want to get Jamal'd.
Well, somebody else got Jamal'd. actually.
I don't even be talking shit about y'all. But y'all niggas is grimy. I don't like you.
Although this one happened actually before Jamal. So I guess Jamal got Turkeed.
Ew, man.
Yeah. So Turkeed bin Abdul Aziz Al-Jassar was arrested in March for running a Twitter account called Kashkul, which exposed human rights violations by Saudi authorities and royals. He then died while being tortured in detention. And all this happened in March, but we just found out now that part of the reason the kingdom was able to pick him up to, quote unquote, interrogate. By interrogate, we mean torture to death. Him is because Twitter support gave his location to Saudi Arabian officials.
Was it that nigga Woodrow Wilson that started all this shit?
With what?
With Saudi Arabia, after they were like, they got oil money. We can do business with them.
Yeah, I don't remember when we started.
Yeah, I think it was the fucking the Wils man. Mm-hmm. I'll look while you read.
So, yeah. So, a Twitter public policy person said, we have teams around the world to work to improve the health of the public conversation. Okay, but I mean, you still got him killed. And it says, we rigorously limit access to sensitive account information to a small group of employees with extensive security and privacy training. No other personnel have the ability to access their information regardless of where they operate. We are committed to protecting those who use our service to advocate for equality, individual freedoms, and human rights. We will continue to take steps to strengthen and improve privacy protections and overall safety. Which is a lot of bullshit for a nigga that y'all got killed. The fuck? So yeah, Twitter's leaking people's location information to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, so that's happening. This is just like a generic thing. Victoria's Secret has apparently been losing money in sales, and now they're going to lose more money in sales because their chief marketing officer said, we don't want transsexuals in our shows.
What the fuck? Right?
So he actually said transsexuals. He didn't even say trans people. But he basically went on a thing about, like, we don't want fat people and we don't want trans people in our shows wearing our, like, modeling our shit. So I'm sure Victoria's Secret is going to come back well from that. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Their specialty is skinny people. That's all you need to know.
And you said that's what company?
Victoria's Secret.
Okay. And that's a statement that's out, or is that leaked?
No, that's actually, the guy who does their marketing was just being interviewed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually said this on purpose during an interview. So, yeah. He said that critics who want too much diversity are haters, and said that they don't want any transsexuals on the runway, and they don't want to be represented by overweight people.
Okay, and dancing back,
yes.
It was Roosevelt that started this shit.
Which one?
Franklin D. Roosevelt. Jesus. that started the shit with Saudi.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure there was an administration and corporations behind it as well.
Well, wasn't that right after World War II then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Gangsters do gangster shit.
Shit. Let's see. 114 warrants have been served across Maryland since the, quote, red flag law went into effect in October. Rockville, Maryland. Montgomery County Sheriff Darren Popkin believes Maryland's new red flag law can save lives. It gives family members, health professionals, and law enforcement the authority to seek a judge's order to take away guns from someone in crisis before they hurt themselves or others.
Hmm.
The only thing is, I'm not sure that your family members are adequately trained to know if you're in crisis and a danger to yourself or others necessarily, right? And of course, notice the opening statement was the police said this is going to save lives, right? However, Monday of this week, while serving a warrant to take guns from a man in Glen Burnie, police shot and killed him as they struggled for his weapon. Hey, we're saving lives by killing people. It's amazing. Yes. So these red flag laws are now in place in 12 states, and according to a Virginia Tech survivor, says they are preventing suicides and suicides by mass shooting. Yeah, I'm not really feeling this. I'm really not. Because most of the people who end up doing mass shootings don't qualify as being quote-unquote in crisis when they commit these shootings. You know what I mean?
No. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, no. They are.
No.
because they're right where Christ is.
Oh, Jesus.
So that, what? What?
Sir.
Are you hating?
Yes.
For what reason? What are you getting out of hating?
You're hating, actually.
Wrong.
No, but you are. Please, I don't want to fucking sign up for your shit, Bloomberg. God damn it. Just let me get into the article, please. Are you not gonna, really? You're just not gonna let me fucking do it?
And let me see,
All right.
Jessica May in the archive chat space said, damn, that's right down the street with the KKK flyers.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, so apparently 7-Eleven is working with ICE to report people. And I would like...
the gas station?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
The Slurpee people? Yes. I would like to read you more of the article, but Bloomberg won't let me read it until I take a survey, and I'm not going to. So basically, all you need to know, or all I can tell you right now, is that there is a war inside 7-Eleven, and the company has been battling its store owners and is using U.S. immigration authorities. The gist of the article, from what I can tell, because I can't read it because Bloomberg is fucking trash and won't let me fucking read it, is that basically corporate is calling ICE on franchises if they suspect they have... non-legal people working there so they can regain control of the franchises. So it's kind of like a corporate takeover using ICE to do it.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. I remember, like, one of the last places I lived in Florida before leaving was, like right up the street from the house, there were two 7-Elevens across the street from each other because one was corporate and one was franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And the franchise one was nice.
Yeah.
It was so crispy.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so that's happening. Let's see. We did the firefighter one. Oh, right. This was Robbins, Illinois. Oh, Midlothian. That's not that far away from here. Salud.
Excuse me.
Witnesses say a Midlothian police officer responding to a shooting shot at the wrong person Sunday morning. After security asked a group of drunken men to leave Manny's Blue Room Bar at 4 a.m. Sunday, witnesses said one of the men came back with a gun and opened fire. Security returned fire, and according to witnesses, 26-year-old armed security guard Jamel Robertson apprehended one of the men involved. He had someone on the ground with a knee in his back with a gun in his back saying, "Don't move." But then police showed up, saw Robertson with a gun, and immediately fired at him, killing him. Everybody was screaming, "He's security, he's security." But they saw a black man with a gun and basically killed him, according to eyewitnesses. So the only thing that can stop a good guy with a gun is calling 911 and having police with guns show up to...
You don't know that.
Neutralize the good guy with a gun.
Brian. Shit, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that
now
happened.
You're hating.
I'm not hating. You're hating. What?
All right.
I don't have anything else here. Oh, Me Too activist Alyssa Milano says she's disappointed with the Women's March.
Oh, Jesus.
And will not speak there unless they denounce Farrakhan.
This fucking clown.
Nigga, Farrakhan is not our guy. Fuck you. You fucking denounce white supremacy, nigga. Fuck you.
Denounce Farrakhan.
Farrakhan. Oh, really? The fucking homophobic guy? The transphobic guy?
The fucking all-powerful Farrakhan.
Fucking ugh.
Farrakhan with all the people in Congress he has bought.
Yes, he has all of Congress bought. As you know. Everybody knows that, William.
Nonsense.
And then there was in Baraboo, Wisconsin, a prom picture of all the male students doing the Sieg Heil. And they apparently got their one black friend in the entire school to do it with them. I'm sure there was no peer pressure.
Because they're not racist.
Because they're not racist.
He did that to prove that for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now you're hating.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. What else you got, player?
I think the last thing, I think, like, everybody knows at this point about the Jeff Sessions shit. I just, you know, want to remind everybody, as fucking the hashtag blue wave, the assistance, I mean resistance, the fucking... those fucking sheet cake Rachel Maddow brunch Twitter assholes are marching for Sessions, I would just like to remind everybody he signed a memo which, quote, drastically limited the ability of federal law enforcement officials to use court-enforced agreements to overhaul local police departments accused of abuses of civil rights violations. Hey, so basically, if you complain that your local police department is racist and fucking up protesters, it's harder to actually get justice now. And white women and men who are Democrats and liberals are marching to get this guy his job back. hey, you know, but if you don't vote, you're too woke and you're anti the man and you're too hip. Meanwhile, fucking Sheet Cake Twitter is doing this. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a little trip back in time in the wine cellar.
Oh.
Just take a little old school on them.
Oh, just last thing to say. There was a story about Trump. He's trying to cut any, FEMA funding to Puerto Rico. I was looking for the article, but I can't find it. But I know I saw it. So Puerto Rico's about to get even more fucked over. Okay.
Damn.
Yes.
All right. Old school wine cellar shit that we did way back when it was telephone audio. And now it's not telephone audio anymore. All right. The fish man.
Oh, Jesus. You have
Michelle Obama hosting.
What, you don't like Brian Fisher?
Oh, we should check and see if he said anything new that she, now that she talked about the IVF.
I don't know. I don't know.
Apparently there's a rumor going around that George Soros is the baby daddy. It's weird. What? It doesn't happen.
George Soros of who?
Michelle Obama.
Her kids?
Yeah.
Or her?
Her kids.
Wouldn't they be a lot lighter?
Look, Nick, it doesn't happen. You don't understand genetics.
All right.
You have Michelle Obama hosting a Hindu festival. Let's see. I think this is in the White House. A Hindu festival for the goddess of wealth. So we have the First Lady hosting a Hindu festival. This is a counterfeit religion. It's an
counterfeit.
As opposed to the right fit?
Yeah.
Which is...
a cabinet fit.
I mean, it's not like any of them can prove it anyway.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
All right, he'll prove it in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern religion, it is, in essence, an occult religion. It's a counterfeit, a false alternative to Christianity. It ultimately represents the doctrine of demons. That's what you have.
Demons.
With Hinduism, and now this has been being celebrated in the White House with a Hindu festival. So this Lakshmi, this is just the name of a demon now that has been invited.
Lakshmi is not a demon.
Yeah, he is.
She.
Oh, then that's even worse. If you worship in womans, that's more demonified than if you worship an evil man's. All right?
Uh-huh.
There you go. I mean, think about it. What do you think breasts are? Those are just jiggly devil horns enticing people to sin.
Jiggly devil horns enticing people to sin.
Is that not what breasts are? Everybody, if you see this on the YouTube, answer in the comments. You hear the podcast. Go on Twitter. Go to @UppityNegress and tell her they're jiggly devil horns enticing men to sin.
I'm actually just going to tweet that one now.
White House by the First Lady. So that's going on this day in the White House. You know, one of the things I suggested in a tweet last week is that what we need to do is we need to elect a president, a Christian president in 2016.
Yeah, a Christian president. This is from 2013. All right, so Brian Fisher's going for a Christian in 2016. He's going to get what he wants.
Who will bring clergy together to go through the White House and purify that place. Spiritually cleanse that place of everything that has been honored there, that's been invited in to that place over the last 5 years, and it will be 8 unless something radical happens.
Unless something radical happens. I like just the subtle sort of toss that, you know, maybe assassin, you know.
I mean, they tried, but...
they gave him one more go at it.
So Hitler himself was an active homosexual. And so...
all right. What?
Brian Fisher loves thinking about dicks.
That's where you gotta jump right in there, man.
He loves thinking about dicks. It's fucking weird.
So Hitler himself was an active homosexual. Hitler himself was an active...
what up?
With his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was he not sexual at home, making his O-face? Home-o-sexual.
Is that what it means to be a homosexual?
Bam. Welcome to it.
So Hitler himself was an active homosexual. And some people wonder, well, didn't the Nazis persecute homosexuals? And it is true they did. They persecuted effeminate homosexuals. But Hitler recruited around him homosexuals to make up his stormtroopers. They were his enforcers. They were his thugs. And Hitler discovered that he could not get straight soldiers to be savage and brutal and vicious enough to carry out his orders.
He is from a place that we just mentioned that has the same amount of senators as New York.
Yay, fairness.
Idaho is where Brian Fisher's from. He's out there in the South now, like Mississippi or some shit.
He probably feels very at home there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? Idaho, too, because Idaho, like, when a lot of the neo-Nazis got smashed out from the, particularly the Pacific Northwest in the late 80s and early 90s, a lot of them went over to Idaho.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But that homosexual soldiers basically had no limits in the savagery and brutality they were willing to inflict on whoever Hitler sent them after, so he surrounded himself. Virtually all of the stormtroopers, the brown shirts, were male homosexuals.
It was good. Is Brian Fisher.
Oh, yeah, that's Kyle Kulinski talking about it. But yeah, so.
That's Kyle Kulinski?
Yeah.
Is that recent?
I don't know.
He looks so young.
He doesn't have his facial hair on. What? And this is from 2013 as well.
Oh, okay.
It is 5 years back. All right. So that there is your wine cellarino. And you can hit him up with the PayPal. .me/PhoenixAndWilliam. And one of the homie locals just came through there real heavy. I want to say Stephanie. It was like 24 hours ago. the days move fast.
Yeah, you have like you forget things in 24 minutes. Like there's no way.
Yeah, like all of goddamn shit that I fucking do like in an amount of time, especially in a day of work.
Oop. Yes.
I'm trying to get to where I can see the person's name and shout them out.
You're failing. Is that your problem?
Having a tough time.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and it's at the paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. And then there's also the patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And that's how folks can hit up the shit. Of course, it's loading slow. Yes, right. Stephanie Loco. Stephanie A. Yeah,
Thank you,
Stephanie A. Came through, dropped a hot one on some motherfuckers. And that's that kind of shit, man. Fucking keeps this gosh darn thing moving. And also, Stephanie, I took $6.99 of that plus tax, and I purchased a book from ActifyPress.com.
Nice.
All right, so that book from ActifyPress.com comes in, and I'd like to read parts of the book for the show. I think Swamp Commie and
yeah. Rosetta Drone.
The other nigga. The nigga that runs Actify, they work together on the book.
Mr. Graham?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were. Have you seen it already?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to see it in the mailbox soon.
Nice.
So, yeah, they work together on that book, and I took $7 of what you sent us and put it toward that, and we're going to read some of that on there.
Nice.
And hopefully some other folks will go over to Actify and hit them up, because Actify, I find them very similar to us ideologically, but they're like calm. They're basically like, imagine if this show was Phoenix and Phoenix, and there was no William to do the nonsense.
Yeah, you know? It would be like 85% more boring.
Yeah, it would. That's not. It'd be smart. Like, that's the thing. It would still be the shit because it would just be smart. Like, when I listen to Actify chat on the YouTube, I'm like, God damn, this is fucking smart. Swamp Commie and the Drone. I think Kamala Harris is a cop. That person.
Yeah. Beth Lynch. I think on the Twitter. Yeah.
Beth Lynch. That's right. And Beth Lynch. Yeah, she's funny because the passion. Mm-hmm. Like, she's in it. She's like, yo, fuck this shit. Put in work.
I think she takes everything extra serious because she's in Florida right now. So it's like, I am surrounded by this.
Yeah.
So it's like that, like, level to it. Like, it's very, very personal at this point.
You live in Florida, extra shit is extra annoying. Yeah. It's all hot, then they're snap cold, and then you're trying to get used to things. Then love bugs come around. What the fuck are these? Fucking bugs that are just always fucking and on everything. Like, get off of me, fucking. You fucking bugs. All right. So, yeah, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Phoenix Cleater did do her first After Dark episode, but I wasn't there to help engineer.
Yes.
So it ended up being all telephone audio with, how do you name the homie logo on there?
Kit Snicket
was featured on the program. All right. And that should be that. And Facebooz Live, getting the heck darn out of there. And YouTube, I got to go stop your shit. Hey, stop that. I got to stop that that YouTube joint. And ping and podcast audio. I kind of want to get rid of you, but I don't really know if I want to.
Really?
Come on.
Okay, you guys, relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine. Don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here.
Day.
Come here and stand over here.
Day. When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Washed my sins away.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
All right, you guys, take your cue from me.